Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive in today's Bible verse, Genesis 16:13.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Genesis 16:13. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. To be seen. Last week, I had to make an Amazon return at the UPS store. The line was backed up when I arrived because only one person had shown up to work. She worked quickly and returns were piled up behind her. I noticed a lady standing to my side by a huge box she'd stuffed with cartons of cigarettes. I asked her if she was in line, and she began to tell me how she was, but she just needed a smaller box. She had connected with her son after 30 years of no contact and wanted to send him something special. I remarked, "That's what we'll do as a parent sometime." She was delighted to be seen and share her good news. And then, as she got to the front of the line, she passed $2 to the overworked clerk and said, "It isn't much, but I appreciate you." The clerk lit up and told the lady how she had just made her day. She felt acknowledged with a small, simple gesture. She reflected kindness by example. At least two people left that busy UPS store in a good frame of mind because they were seen that day in their joy and struggle. Today's Bible verse tells us what Hagar, an Egyptian slave, said to God when she felt seen. Hagar served Sarai, who would later be the mother of all Israelites. Our Lord promised Abram, Sarai's husband, that he would be the father of all nations, including the Israelites. Only it seemed Sarai couldn't get pregnant. How do you provide a nation without getting pregnant? Sarai decided to assist God in his promise. In ancient times, it was acceptable to have your slave produce children for you if you could not. Childbearing defined the worth of a Jewish woman. Therefore, she sent Hagar to Abram, and Hagar managed to get pregnant. Hagar rose in her own estimation and began to despise her mistress, Sarai. Sarai mistreated Hagar, and Hagar ran away from Sarai. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar. This is the first time in Scripture the angel of the Lord appears, and he sent her back to Sarai with the prophecy about her unborn child. Hagar was the only woman, slave, or even person recorded in the Bible who gave a name to God, and she called him the one who sees. Why is this so significant? Hagar was Egyptian. Chances are she didn't worship the Jewish God, our Heavenly Father. Hagar may have known about him by serving in Abram's household, but he suddenly became very real to her when Hagar ran away from Sarai. Not only was Hagar seen, but she was also part of God's plan to allow a child for Abram. However, this child would not be the promised child and would be the source of much conflict going forward. God cared about Hagar, a runaway Egyptian slave, and promised protection for her and her baby in prior verses to today's verse. Could Hagar's Egyptian gods both protect and see her and cause her to feel seen? It seems her Egyptian gods didn't want a relationship with her, nor have her best interests at heart while she was running away from Sarai, as they were inanimate. But our God, whom she named El Roy, you are the God who sees, was there. He saw her running away from her circumstances. She had no power to change her circumstances as she was a pregnant, enslaved person. And Hagar recognized that she was seeing no Egyptian god she had ever known, but something much more powerful. He could be with her as no other little g god could. God sent her back to Sarai and the exact circumstances Hagar had run away from. God would demonstrate his power to a seemingly insignificant slave and promised blessing and protection to her and her baby. That's the defining difference in the Christian faith. Our powerful, almighty God wants a relationship with the very people he created. He sees us and knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows we can't transform our circumstances as our human nature wants to do so often, but he can change our hearts. If you have to submit under challenging circumstances, God sees. If you ache under the pain of ministry, God sees. If you feel like running, God sees. If you feel insignificant, God sees. And we have received an even better promise than Hagar did. God has met you, he sent Jesus near, and he gives you and me new hope. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, the God who sees, we love you so very much, and we ask you to make your presence known to us even when we don't feel it sometimes. You created this very avenue for prayer so that we could talk to you, but sometimes we get so caught up in our fears or our circumstances that we just want to run away. We feel insignificant sometimes, God. But you tell us that we're not. We are a child of God. You are Heavenly Father. And God, you see. You don't see in order just to punish us or catch us in the space of doing something wrong. But you see us and you want to walk with us because you desire a relationship with us, God. Show us the way. Show us what you see and remind us of who you are. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.